ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 15 नारद एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु टेक्स्ट 17। श्री अंगिरा उवाच अहम् ते पुत्र कामस्य पुत्रदो अस्मि अंगिरा नृपा एष ब्रह्मसुता साक्षाय नारदो भगवान ऋषि। श्री अंगिरा ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। अंगिरा सेड, माय डियर किंग, व्हेन यू डिजायर टू हैव अ सन आई अप्रोच्ड यू। इंडीड आई एम द सेम अंगिरा ऋषि हु गेव यू दिस सन। एज फॉर दिस ऋषि ही इज द ग्रेट सेज नारद द डायरेक्ट सन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा। नो परपोर्ट, रीड द नेक्स्ट वर्स। इथं त्वाम पुत्र शोकेन मग्नं तं सिधुस्तरे अतदर्हं स्मृत्या महापुरुष गोचरम् अनुग्रहाय भवता प्राप्ता वा वामिहा प्रभो ब्रह्मणयो भगवद्भक्तो नावासादितुम् अर्हसि। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: My dear King, you are an advanced devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To be absorbed in lamentation for the loss of something material is unsuitable for a person like you. Therefore, we have both come to relieve you from this false lamentation, which is due to your being merged in the darkness of ignorance. For those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, to be affected by material loss and gain is not at all desirable. Purport. Several words in this verse are very important. The word Mahapurushaha refers to advanced devotees and also to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha means the Supreme and Purusha means person. One who always engages in the service of the Supreme Lord is called Mahapurushika. Shukdev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit are sometimes addressed as Mahapaurushika. A devotee should always aspire to engage in the service of advanced devotees. As Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Tandira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas Janame Janame Hoye Abhilash. A devotee should always aspire to live in the association of advanced devotees and engage in the service of the Lord through the Parampara system. One should serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the instructions of the great Goswamis of Vrindavan. This is called Tandera Charana Sevi. While serving the lotus feet of the Goswamis, one should live in the association of devotees, Bhakta Sanevas. This is the business of a devotee. A devotee should not aspire for material profit or lament for material loss. When Angira Rishi and Narada saw that Maharaj Chitraketu, an advanced devotee, had fallen in the darkness of ignorance and was lamenting for the material body of his son, by their causeless mercy, they came to advise him so that he could be saved from this ignorance. Another significant word is Brahmanya. The Supreme Personality of God is sometimes addressed by the prayer Namo Brahmane Devaya, which offers obeisances unto the Lord because he is served by the devotees. Therefore, this verse states, Brahmanyo Bhagavad Bhakto Nava Saditum Arhasi. This is the symptom of an advanced devotee, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. For a devotee, an advanced selfless soul, there is no cause for material jubilation or lamentation, is always transcendental to conditioned life. Hare Krishna. So by the blessings of Vaishnavas, I'd like to speak something on this verse for my purification. So here, business of devotee has been emphasized by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying that one should serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the instructions of great Goswamis of Vrindavan, and while serving the lotus feet of the Goswamis, one should live in the association of devotees. This is the business of a devotee. So here it's very clear that association of devotees is so important. So here Maharaj Chitraketu has been undergoing great lamentation, and by associating with devotees he come out of that lamentation, that illusory state. So this is an important thing which we have to see, as we all of us are part of this bhakti process, and where in the beginning we have some faith, ato shraddha, and with that faith we start associating with devotees. And this sadhu sangha, because of this sadhu sangha, we perform the process of bhajan kriya. So this bhajan kriya process, to start with, we need the association of devotees. And it's not that just to start with we need the association of devotees. The process of bhajan kriya itself is so vast many times because of our own anarthas and conditionings. Because anartha vritti phase is very vast. Sometimes it takes me a long time. So this bhajan kriya has to be done till end, till last breath of our life. It's not that we can get rid of this bhajan kriya. And to perform this bhajan kriya, constant sadhu sangha is needed. And the reason is, especially in the beginning stages of bhajan kriya, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes six things which happens. And if we don't have the association of devotees, it's very difficult to understand what's happening to me and may get bewildered. And one of the first stages he says about Ussaha Mai, that immediately when person comes to devotional service, he has sudden enthusiasm. Like we see many times, we can see our own life when we came, and we can see an upsurge of enthusiasm. Immediately person wants to do everything. Like a small child, he gets a new book, and he wants to know everything about the book and keep the book with him all the time, and think, I'll come to know everything by tomorrow while sleeping, everything will go in my mind. So person comes to devotional service and he feels that within few days, within few months, I'll be pure devotee. And this enthusiasm sometime leads to many immature things which person performs. So that's why you need a guidance here, that this sudden enthusiasm has to be there. But as Prabhupada writes in Act of Instruction, enthusiasm means endeavor with intelligence. So many times this person endeavor is not with intelligence, rather it's just you want to just do something, because he's seeing everybody is doing so many things. And then comes ghanatarala. Ghanatarala means sporadic endeavor. Again, it's the same kind of, sometime enthusiasm and sometime not enthusiasm. So immediately the next stage comes. The sudden enthusiasm is there to do something, that I want to preach, I want to read, I want to serve. But then you do for 1 or 2 days, 1 or 2 months, 5 months, 6 months. You say, no, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. So enthusiasm, and then next lethargy. Like new bhakta says, I'll decide from tomorrow, I'll get up at 2 o'clock. And all my rounds I should be finishing by 4 o'clock, 4:30, and then again 16 more rounds, and then. But he does 1 or 2 days, and after that, doesn't get up again by 9 o'clock. So this is ghanatarala. And then viuda vikalpa is a stage where doubts start coming. Because now he's practicing devotional service, and he has been chanting, sudden enthusiasm was there, but he's now thinking what to do. What to do, you know, whether this process is right, or whether this ashram which I am thinking of is okay, whether should I be brahmachari or grihastha. And he thinks, I can convince my family and just go to the Vrindavan. Or sometime he thinks, lifelong I am going to practice, so why not that I can do later on, the renunciation part. Currently let me just fulfill my duties and everything. And then again mind says, no, why to get entangled in all these things, just give up everything and just come to the devotees. And then mind says, no, your parents are old and infirm, and you know, who will take care of them? So these kinds of ghanatarala, because of this first ghanatarala is enthusiasm and lethargy, and then viur vikalpa, these doubts start coming. And person becomes totally confused, what I am going to do. First thing about ashram, and then about services also. whether to do this service or that service. In this service we have association, in that service we don't have association. In this service we have, we can preach, we can do that. So many kinds of things happens, and then if person doesn't have the guidance, again he just get bewildered. And not only that, that come Vishaya Sangra. Because we all have so many conditionings from previous lives, and in the beginning we don't know actually really how much conditioned we are, because we are actually an illusion. But when process of Krishna consciousness start working, it's like stirring the glass of water, you know, there is a sand in it, settle down, but when you stir it, all the sand start coming. So when actually person start performing devotional service, and Krishna's holy name is dancing on our tongue, like Krishna was dancing on Kaliya's fangs, so all the poison was coming. He was vomiting all the poison. So we actually start seeing, oh, how much lust I am having, how much anger I am having. Envy, oof, so much envy. So all these things disturb the person so much. And then he feels that I am unable to diminish this vishaya. I am chanting, I am reading, I am associating, nothing is happening. And person may just become totally impatient. He is bewildered. So what's happening? I am doing everything. So Vishaya Sangra, this stage almost everybody has to undergo. That you are performing the devotional service, but Vishayas are not going. You still have the same attraction, and sometimes devotees say, Prabhuji, we have more attraction now for all these things. Previously I would never run for these special items. But now this special cook item, if something is there, immediately you want to take or something. So now actually the Krishna is exposing one anarthas, Vishaya Sangra. All these Vishaya, that how much attachments we have. And then Niyam Shama. So when you have these attachments, this Vishaya Krishna shows, so immediately say, you make a, you know, resolution. Okay, so now I am going to see all of them. From tomorrow onwards, 64 rounds. Eating only once in a day. 100 dhanvat in a day. Avoid talking all prajalpa. And then devotees vows to increase the devotional service. But unfortunately what happens? He is not able to do that. So on one hand there is Vishaya Sangra, and another hand there is Niyam Shama. That one hand Vishayas are torturing him, pulling him in all the direction, and Niyam Shama, he is not able to perform. He is not able to, you know, do those activities which he has taken the resolve. So then person gets totally torn apart. So we need guidance. That okay, like there is a saying in English, misery loves company. That if some senior devotee comes and he says, oh, no problem, I am also undergoing the same thing, and you know, in the beginning years it always there like that, and you know my problems, if I'll tell you, you'll faint. So if you hear like that, then we may understand this process of anartha nivritti is very vast actually, and there is a different kind of challenges for everyone. So when we need, when we get consoling, so then we feel I am not the only one actually. Everybody is undergoing all these things, and then we realize the reality. The reality is not that overnight we become pure devotee, overnight we go to Krishna. It may happen, like if Lord Chaitanya's special mercy is there. But for us, special mercy is that at least we are in association of devotees. That is a special mercy. Otherwise, at least I could never think of coming in such an exalted association. And then one last thing which comes is Tarang Rangani. Tarang Rangani means, which is the most dangerous thing, which happens that, because when you start performing devotional service and austerities and preaching and everything, and all kinds of waves comes, you know, in the bhakti, and waves in the form of worship, praise, position, distinction, and person start undergoing these waves, and he feels, oh, very nice, bhakti is so nice, I am getting everything. I never thought that people will be putting garland on every day, but now every day garland is there, every day people are coming and asking Prabhuji what you will like, and doing so many things, praise. Nobody praises outside world. You go any company or go to any college, people just ready to pull your leg. But here the culture of Vaishnava is so wonderful that they always like to praise and never want to find fault. But here when Tarang Rangani comes, waves, you know, he start playing in those waves and got struck. So then again we need the association of devotees, that somebody that who will come and tell us that what's happening. You are, I think, missing the point. So these things called unsteady, unsthit bhajan kriya. And the phase from unsthit bhajan kriya to nishthit bhajan kriya, may take long time sometime. You know, it depends our intensity of devotional service. It depends how we are taking the association of devotees very carefully, we're taking guidance. Because association of devotees is always there, but it's up to us that how we take advantage of the association. Like this story has been told that one person was playing the kite. And the person was playing the kite, the small child, and uncle is shouting, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And he's going back. You know, while you're playing the kite, you get so absorbed. And this roof was unwalled roof. There was no wall in this roof. And he was about to fall. And immediately this person goes and take the thread and threw it. And just and this person, what he does? Starts shouting, the small child. "Hey, what did you do this to me? Why are you interfering in my life?" So this is what happens. That when some devotees are observing that this person is so absorbed in his activity, and because of he's so absorbed, he is going behind, about to fall, and somebody comes and tries to stop him, rather than start appreciating that person, anger comes. That why you are stopping in my particular services, particular way of doing things. So then, we are not able to take advantage of devotees. Because once the devotees try to help us, serve us, and we don't accept their suggestions, then they don't come. And at another side, the Maya is so powerful that it's not so easy to come out of the Maya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Devi hesha gunamai mama maya durattaya mameve prapadyante maya metam tarantite." The living entity, when it is entangled into Maya, it's not easy to come out. It's not easy to come out. Because it's Lord's Maya, it's Lord's energy, as powerful as Lord. And then, when you become Vaishnava, Maya becomes more alert. Maya thinks that now you have been sleeping for so long on my lap, but now you want to get up. So what you should do? So I should do something about it. Like this devotee was saying that when a person is in the prison house, and prison house, if prisoner is very peaceful, then everything is very peaceful. Nobody has any objection. But as soon as the prisoner want to come out of the prison house, what happens? All the alarms start ringing. All the alarms. And everybody is so alert. Everybody is so conscious that we want to capture this person again. So that's what happens. So Maya tries all means. And in front of Maya, if we are alone, we have no power. It's like one small newborn baby and one big elephant with the leg up and just about to punch. Just, you know, within few seconds it will be, what do you call it, chutney or powder, whatever. So that's what happens. So Narottam Das Thakur writes in his Prarthana book, "Maya re kariya jaye chhada na jaye." Maya re kariya jaye chhada na jaye. It appears that I have conquered Maya, but it doesn't leave me. The illusion is so powerful. It appears, you know, but Maya always keep defeating. Chhada na jaye. It doesn't leave me only. Like somebody, some big dog, he just captures you. It doesn't leave you at all, unless the master of that dog tells, okay, leave it. Sadhu kripa binar nahi ka upaye. So that's what he says. That Maya re kariya jaye chhada na jaye, although it doesn't leave us, sadhu kripa binar nahi ka upaye. So only sadhu kripa, only by mercy of sadhus, it's possible. Otherwise there is no other upaye, there is no other solution to it. Because Maya do all kinds of tricks and techniques. So, like in one of the lectures of Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj was saying very jokingly that Maya says, okay, you have become Vaishnava, I'll become a Vaishnavi. Like Haridas Thakur, he was chanting 3 lakh names, but still Maya Devi came in the form of a beautiful lady. And then Haridas Thakur, although was so exalted, still he had to pass the test. So then, but because Haridas Thakur was so powerful, he could, you know, even Maya Devi got his association and became devotee. But in our case, attachment are there already towards family, towards opposite sex, towards wealth and everything, then it's very difficult to come out on our own. Even if somebody is living in a household life, so it's his duty to take care of his family members, his son, his wife, his parents, everything. It's etiquette to listen to the parents. And if wife expects something, then husband has to fulfill all those things. But if you become too attached, then it's very difficult. Very difficult. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, antare nishtha kara bahya lok vyavahar. that antara nishthagar, internally person has to become attached to Krishna as early as possible, as soon as possible. It's not, at least we should be endeavoring in this direction. Bahya lok vyavahar, and all the bahya lok vyavahar, all the dealings which he is doing towards his family, towards his relatives, towards his business, towards the wealth, that is external. But if it goes inside, then it's not possible. Otherwise, he compared to these attachments like timingala, fish. In the ocean, there are whales are there, that are called timi. And timis are eaten by timingala. So these attachments are like timingala, and they will devour all our bhakti, everything. So that's why Prem Nivivrata, Sadhu Sanghe Krishna Naam E Matra Chaye, Samsara Jinetayara Kona Vastu Nai. That's why he says, the Sadhu Sanga Krishna Naam E Matra Chaye. Only two things, Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Naam. Samsara Jinetayara Kona Vastu Nai. I don't desire anything, any other thing in this world. And this is the greed which person should have. Because the path of devotional service or path of transcendence basically, path of devotional service is quite safe because we have association of devotees. But still, the path of transcendence is like a walking on the razor's edge. Because we are already in the clutches of Maya, we already have so many conditionings. Now we want to go here to totally opposite direction. So it's every possibility that person may deviate. So we need the association of devotees, we need the guidance of devotees. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, so while he was travelling to South India, he had his personal servant, Kal Krishna Das. And Kal Krishna Das got affected by the association of Bhattaharis. These Bhattaharis had some gypsy women. Means these women they had kept to allure some people and bring them in their camps so that they can increase their gang and their strength. So this Kal Krishna Das was supposed to serve the Lord, but instead of serving the Lord, although he is personally in association with Lord, he got affected. And he joined their camp. So Lord Chaitanya went because he brought him with him, so he has to bring him back to Jagannath Puri. So Lord Chaitanya went to their camp. He said, why did you take my man? They said, instead of telling anything, they started throwing the weapons. And Lord Chaitanya's special powers, those weapons started going back and hitting those so-called sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya was saying, you are also sannyasi, I am also sannyasi, why do you take my man? But they are not listening. Now they were all destroyed, And Lord Chaitanya took his captured his shikhan, brought him back. And when he brought him back to Jagannath Puri, he said, see this man. He left my company and joined them. Eve ami ihanani karelana vidaya. Now I have brought him here. I am asking him to leave. Yaha ichcha yaha. Whatever he desire now, he can do. So what will happen is, see, if something happens like this to us, that you are serving someone and some mistake happens, and not someone, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or top of the institution, head of the institution, and he says, now, I don't want anything to give and take with him. I don't want to give and take anything with this person. Ama sane nahi aradaye. Now I don't no longer responsible for this person. So this person was totally broken. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that we can understand from this incidence that even though a person may associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can be allured by Maya and leave the Lord's company due to his slight independence. So there is no need to get bewildered if somebody leaves the association of devotees. Prabhupada was asked this question that how can a person leave? Everything is so wonderful here. And Prabhupada said, don't ask this, how can somebody leave? We should be shocked if somebody keep on staying. Because this is the kingdom of Maya. And here if somebody is making choice every moment, every day, every week, every month, no, I have to continue here only. That is a shock. It's not that somebody is leaving a shock. So every moment we have to make choice by using our free will, by using our slight independence, right way. Unless one is very conscientious, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are all personal assistant. We are all worshipping deity. We are all worshipping, different devotees personally. So it's not that the situation is changed. For us the same thing, but still people live. Eta shune Krishna Das kandite lagila. So what happens? Immediately Krishna Das started crying. Kandite lagila. मध्यान करिते महाप्रभु चली गेला एंड लॉर्ड चैतन्य डिन वे लुक एट हिम बैक ही स्टार्टेड गोइंग ही वेंट टू डायरेक्टली इज परफॉर्मिंग नून एक्टिविटीज. सो हियर टू थिंग्स आर देयर. वन थिंग इज लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्ट्रिक्टनेस दैट हाउ स्ट्रिक्ट ही इज एंड हाउ इनडिफरेंट ही इज इफ देयर इज अ नीड. एंड सेकेंड थिंग इज रिपेंटेंस दैट वी मे कमिट सम मिस्टेक वी मे कमिट सम यू नो रॉन्ग एक्टिविटीज but then after doing that if person has repentant heart then he becomes a qualified person to receive the mercy of devotees. So he immediately started crying and weeping and started feeling that what will happen to me. But after doing some wrong thing if person doesn't repent then actually he is missing the mercy which is about to come towards him. So immediately Nityananda Jagadananda Mukunda Damodara four people they had a meeting immediate meeting. Four people, Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, Damodar. They said, what to do about him? Now this person has been rejected. We have to do something about him. Chari dine yukti tabe karela antara. And four people, yukti. They started thinking of some yukti, some plan, some yojana. That how to really help this person. And Prabhupada writes, even though a person is rejected by Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord do not reject him. Therefore, the Lord's devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. The Lord himself may sometimes be very hard, but the devotees are always kind. So these four people had a plan, they had a yukti, and they came to the conclusion that we have to engage him in some service. So they thought that one person has to be sent to the Bengal to give the message to Shashi Mata and Advaita Charya that Lord Chaitanya has returned. So they thought we will give this seva to Kal Krishna. Ehi Krishna Dase Diva Gauda Pathana Eta Kahi Tare Rakhilina Avashya. So let us therefore send Krishnadas to Bengal and give him this message. So immediately they arranged the service for that devotee. And not only the service, they gave him encouragement. Prabhupada writes that saying this, they kept Krishnadas engaged in the service of the Lord and gave him assurance, ashvasya. Don't worry, don't feel bad, we'll do something, you know. So one thing is giving assurance, encouragement, and second thing is practically arranging some activity for him. So both things are required. On one hand you have to encourage the devotees, on another hand we have to engage them in service of the Lord. And what kind of service was given to him? Speaking the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Because he will be going to Navadvip and everybody will be asking that what did Lord do in these 2 years. So he has the opportunity to speak the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And that is non-different associating with Lord Chaitanya. So actually, by the association of devotees, by the mercy of devotees, he got the association of Lord Chaitanya in a different form. And when he went there, you can just imagine, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that everybody was so blissful just by hearing the news that Lord Chaitanya has returned. And everybody was embracing him and dancing and chanting and he was just describing the pastimes of the Lord. So this is what the mercy which comes from the devotees if we have the proper receiving heart, proper receptacle to receive it. And that is the humility that, okay, I did the mistake, I agree for it, but you please tell me what should I do. Besides that, there are many difficulties which comes like on our own endeavor when we are performing devotional service, although we have not done any mistake, but just it's not working out, you know. Services we are doing, but something is not working out. In Ramayana, this episode comes of Hanumanji and his group going to search Sita. And when they had gone to search Sita, it was not easy task. They started walking towards south, and the forest which they have gone, it was so barren actually. They covered long distance, came to Vindhyachal, and in the caves, jungles, peaks of mountains, rivers, ponds, trees, bushes, wild trees, everywhere they searched, they could not find Sita. And then, not only the problem that they could not find Sita, this forest was so barren, that it was so lonely that there was nothing there. There was not even water to drink. They could not see even a person there. Yatra vande phala vriksha, that all the trees were without fruits. Vipushpa apana varjita, without flowers and leaves. Nistoya sarito yatra moolam yatra sudullava. That all the rivers, there is no water there. Moolam yatra sudullava, and there is no root. And everything was so difficult. Kandumul they could not get to eat. There is nothing to eat, there is nothing to drink. Na santi mahisha yatra na mrigana cha hastina. There were no buffaloes, there was no deer, there were no elephants, there were no birds, nothing. And then there were no as of bonds, but there were no lotus and everything. So the problem with this forest was the Kandu Muni used to live there, and this Kandu Muni's son has died because of some reason. And this person became so angry, he just said this forest should become like that, you know. And there was nothing in this here. So in that place, this all the vanaras, all the monkeys, they searched everything. All the caves, all the mountain, they could not find. And then go to the another forest. One after another, they are going. And when they go to another forest, they find a big demon. And Angad thought that this is a Ravan. So he immediately comes with a... And when this demon saw all the monkeys, he came with his fish to kill the all the vanaras. And Angad just comes and slap him. And just by slapping him, this demon fall to the ground dead. But then they realize it's not Ravan. They start searching again here and there. After searching, they could not find Sita anywhere. Vichitam nu vichinam tu tata sarvam sarvete kananokasa anya deva param ghoram vishishur girigrahavaram. That when they search everywhere, all the mountains, all the caves, and they were all more and more dangerous, these places. Te vichintya puna khinna. They became khinna, they became nirash. Depressed, dejected, minishpatye samagata, ekante vrakshamule, and in seclusion, in under one tree, they all sat, totally rejected. So this is a thing which is happening now here in the life of monkeys and Hanumanji and Angadji. But this is a very important thing to understand in our life, that in the path of devotional service also, it's not so easy. So many things we do and we get dejected, we get depressed. So then we need somebody who can encourage us. And here comes Angad. And he says that, Vihai tandri shokam cha nindram cha samuthitam. That you should give up your laziness, you should give up your sleep, you should give up your shoka, your lamentation. And immediately you should start the work of searching Sita, because that is a very important thing. And he says that, anirvedam cha dakshyam cha manascha parajayam. That with enthusiasm, strength, and we should not give up the fight within mind and should go on with our endeavor. And if we do that, karya siddh karaniya hus tasmad edam brivyam. That intelligent people have said that if you do this, then what will happen? Avashyam kurvatam tasya. That the person who keep engaging in his activity, drishyate karmana phalam. Surely he is going to see the fall of his karma. So this is what Rupa Goswami is saying. Ussaha nishaya dhairyat. That we need enthusiasm, we need determination, we need patience to perform devotional service. But from where we get this? Ussaha nishaya and dhairyat. This comes from devotees only. Because devotees comes and encourages us. Devotees comes and tells, be patient, no problem, it's going to come. And then, param nirvedam agamya nahi, non milinam shamam. And because of this he says, that don't become dejected. Immediately start performing your act again. And then again start searching Sita. So this is happens, lethargy comes in our process of our devotional service. That's the lethargy comes when actually we don't have proper association. Because what happens actually, the mind start telling, okay, whatever he is doing is right. Mind start justifying that the situation you are in, it's okay for you. I'm okay, what I'm doing is okay. And you cannot discriminate the matter and spirit. We become insensitive to the details of Krishna consciousness. But if we have devotees association, especially advanced devotees association, so then we realize that I don't have to be what the way I am. I want to be what Krishna want me to be. So this comes only when we have advanced devotee association. Because advanced devotees are setting such high examples. At the same time, they are encouraging us to come to that level, so we start going in that direction. And a devotee perform the process of devotional service like Naam Sankirtan. So Sankirtan has to be performed in devotee's association. Srimad Bhagavatam, Satam Prasangad, Mama Virya Samvido, Bhavanti Hit Karana Rasayana Katha. The Satam Prasangad, that in the association of devotees, if we hear Krishna Katha, then what happens? Bhavanti Hit Karana Rasayana Katha. Tad Joshanad Ashu Apavarga Vartamani. That Apavarga, the pafa, babha, mambha, that this entanglement in this world, this become apavarga. Tadu joshanad ashu. Very soon, we come out of this entanglement. And what happens? Shraddha ratir bhakti anukramashyati. Faith develops. Rati, the attraction. Shraddha ratir bhakti. This all comes by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. That's how devotees are different from munis. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the story of this lady who was alone in her house and some visitors comes. And she had to, husk the rice. And because of that, his bangles were there in the hand and they were making noise. So she was taking out one bangle and then still the noise was there. She removed bangle. Only one bangle remained. So it's said that like munis are like that, you know. When munis have different opinions and they keep fighting among themselves, they can't live together. But it's not with devotees. Devotees have all one opinion, that is Krishna's opinion. Although they may have different views of serving Krishna, but they all have one focus point that we have to serve Krishna. So this is what happens, even deity worship. If a person is just doing alone, it may not be so blissful. But we have festivals, we have so many yatras in going to dham. It becomes so blissful. So process of devotional service becomes blissful only when we have association of devotees. And when the difficulties comes, we have devotees to guide us. There is a story of Chandraya. This Chandraya, the son of Raghavendra Raya, was so sinful. He was the leader of all dacoits. He had killed so many people. He would rape so many women. And he would eat meal. He would eat meat in every meal. He had sacrificed something like 10,000 animals. And he has so much wealth. And even Chitragupta was saying, Yamaraj, that we don't know what we are going to do with this person. This person has already surpassed the sins of Jagai and Madhai. So Yamaraj said, be patient, let's see what happens. And within few days what happened, there is one big Brahman ghost haunted him. And because of this, this big Chandraya, who was so powerful that everybody was so scared of him, he became so scared. He lost all the luster, all his strength. He was just suffering and suffering and suffering. And his father called all kind of doctors, all kind of people, and nothing was happening. Then somebody told him he should get the mercy of a devotee. So they sent a person to Narottam Das Thakur that let him get some mercy of Narottam Das Thakur. But this person was fearful to tell Narottam Das Thakur about such a sinful person. Then again in the dream of Narottam Das Thakur, Durga comes and she says, I never accepted all your nonsense which you offered to me. And my husband, Shiva, we never eat all this nonsense. And if you need now mercy, you need mercy of Narottam Das Thakur. So you should go to Narottam Das Thakur. So he told his father. And his father sent the message. But the now problem with Narottam Das Thakur is that what to do with such a sinful person? Should we deliver him? Should we initiate him? Because to go even near such a sinful person is very, risky thing. So Narottam Das Thakur immediately consulted with Ramchandra Kaviraj that what we should do about it. And then with the discussion they come out with some point. So that's what is required in the process of devotional service, that whenever difficulties comes and we have Bhakta Sanivas, we have devotees, so we can go through all those problems and keep going ahead. Otherwise, it's very difficult. It's very easy to get bewildered. It's very difficult to perform devotional service. And not only that, in the beginning we need association of devotees, in the middle we need association of devotees, especially at the last part of our life we need devotees. Because that time everything, whatever little bit Krishna has given us, that Krishna start taking away, especially the material things which he has given. The intelligence, the power to digest, the power to sit, the power to move, everything goes practically one by one. And you're totally, helplessly on bed, can't even sing, can't do anything actually, can't even speak. Person is totally on bedridden. So this is also Prabhupada taught us. Actually, if we read Prabhupada's pastimes, many of his pastimes, although we read only when ISKCON started, so we don't come across so much about Prabhupada associating with God's brothers, because Prabhupada was totally in different mood that time, just preaching all over the world, very less time he was having. But if we read his Grihastha life, that time one devotee was remembering his memory, that once what has happened, that Prabhupada was there in Srila Kesha Maharaj Math. And Srila Kesha Maharaj Math, when Prabhupada was Grihastha, he was discussing Srimad Bhagavatam with him. And at one point, they came to a point when they started having some arguments about some Siddhantic points. And then Prabhupada put up a very difficult question in front of Srila Kesha Maharaj. And Keshav Maharaj immediately answered it very, very nicely because he was a big scholar. And Prabhupada was very happy, very satisfied. And immediately he offered his Dandavat Pranam. He started catching his feet. And in reciprocation of that, we see, this devotee writes, that Keshav Maharaj himself immediately started paying Dandavat and embracing Prabhupada in happiness. So that's what happens when devotees come and discuss Krishna Katha. It leads to very good relationships. It leads to joy. It leads to bliss. Otherwise, on our own, if we keep reading and hearing, it doesn't give so much realization. It doesn't give so much bhakti. And when Prabhupada was there in the last days, he was there on his bed, and Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj has come to meet him. And Prabhupada's mood was very, you know, very, very humble, especially at that time. He was all the time humble. But that time he was saying, in my preaching, what if I offended you, please forgive me. And Puri Maharaj was saying, no, you didn't do any offense. It's we could have done something. Don't worry about that. So then Prabhupada reminded him that when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was about to pass, about to leave this world, that time you had a desire to sing for him, but you could not sing. And now I have this strong desire to do parikrama of Giriraj, parikrama of Vraja, but I am unable to do it. So can you now sing for me this song, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan? And by singing this, I can do parikrama. And by doing, and then Puri Maharaj started singing very sweetly. And this devotee is remembering, he is saying that both this Puri Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada both had tears in their eyes and they were reciprocating love in that situation. So this is what is the perfection of life. That at the end of our life, we have devotees and they are singing for us, you know, reminding us of Krishna. And then Prabhupada reciprocated with him that I also want to give you a gift. And Prabhupada whispered in one of his disciples' ear, and this disciple comes with a big plate of Mahaprasad, and this was offered to Puri Maharaj. And that Puri Maharaj became so honored, he said, I am going to receive this special Mahaprasad cooked by a Western disciple, offered by a Western disciple, and offered by Western disciples, and he accepted this. So, when we have this kind of wonderful association of devotees, then life becomes very blissful. Only care, like yesterday Nityananda was emphasizing, especially last part of the lecture, is the offenses which we have to take care. And that comes because of the false ego we are having. And but there is no other cure also for the false ego. If somebody is living in some corner, that he may become a big yogi, he has siddhis and everything, but his false ego is even bigger than all the things which he has. Mm-hmm. So, but that is the only cure, that we live in association of devotees and allow the devotees to very mercifully, very lovingly destroy our false ego. And then have loving relationship with them. So, I am speaking about it, but I myself am very crude and harsh. So, please pray for me that I can also develop appreciation for devotees. So, because the purport is so important here, because Prabhupada said, this is the business of a devotee. The devotee's business is only one that he lives with devotees, serve devotees, and within the association he performs Naam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Seva, Deity Worship, and Dham Seva. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much.